Hinei Samay HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a person in a place B'mokoyim She'rabim bo yamachikim oisei men yizbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a person in a place where there's a lot of things which distance himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're machikim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are they? What are these things which distance a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The heim ha'taybes of Amir. These are the Gashmi Zikr Taivis, the Gashmi Zikr Ritzainis. Hashem Yimashik Achareyem. If a person is going to allow himself to be drawn after them, if a person is going to allow himself to be drawn after the Taivis of Amiris, what's going to happen? Hineu Misrachek V'hoylech Min HaToiv HaMiti. We just said last week that Toiv HaMiti is Kirvas Elikim. That's Toiv HaMiti. But if a person is going to allow himself to be dragged after the Taivis of Amiris, so you're going to find out that you're going to be misrafting. You're going to find that you're constantly going further and further away. Because Yisrael over here says an interesting lashon. He says a lashon, you allow yourself to be dragged after them, stating them that there's a koyach and oilam hazeh which drags a person. Most of the areas that we do, or cannot all the areas that we do, we cannot never get to a darg of bechira. That I sat down and I said maybe this and maybe that. We were schlepped. You woke up 2 days later and you found yourself in a puddle. That's the pshat. The pshat of Yimashik Achareim is that you get dragged afterwards. It's not the pshat that you decided. And it's a very scary thing. It's something that we all live with. Most of the time when we do something wrong, and most of the time that we have the read, it's not by choice. Most of the times we have the read, you only find out about it a week later, or a month later, or 6 months later, whenever you get out of the read, though, or you realize that, hey, you're in a rut, then you realize, and you think of how'd you get into it, because you didn't get into it, you just rolled down the hill. States over here, a shocking chiddush in Avodas Hashem. A person thinks to himself, okay, I won't learn Muslim, I won't work in my Yerushalayim, but I could be a fine yid also. No, it's not like that. Yimashach HaKaleim means that there's a force in the world where a person is drawn like a magnet. We all know by ourselves. You make a choice what you do. How many times are there things that you do that you decided to do it? Mishlepsach. That means it's not the pshat that I thought about a hadap sarotzim. We sent it to the parliament to decide, should I do it? Should I not do it? Yeah, no, it's hard. When does that happen? It happens once a year, once a month, that a person in Bichal gets to a matzah of Bechira. Most of the time, we run like a horse. From the time that you thought about it, from the time that you did it, it's Hainu Af, Vayachnu Vayisol. It was 1 minute, it was 1 second, and it was simultaneous. Now, cold man, a person lives like that, in a matzah of Yimashich, that you allow yourself to be schlepped after what he calls. So there's no hope for you. There's no way you can win any battles. There's no hope for you because you're schlep like a thing. And the Mishnah Shlomo has a very stark lashon. And when you get on this train called Yimashik, it's like you want to go uptown, and you get on the D train going downtown. So what's the pshat? Once you're on the train, and you don't realize that you're on the train going downtown, you're on the wrong train, you don't know the wrong train. So you're trying to get to Harlem. So you want to get to Amsterdam Avenue, for those of you who know what I'm talking about. The other ones you find out. And you end up in Brooklyn, in Bensonhurst. So when do you find out that you're not there? Yeah, you were going. Some of the stations look as if it's not familiar, but you figure you're on the train, you're not even far. You're going somewhere, at least exactly. We're going, you're living. That's how people live their lives. We're living. But you wake up, and when you finally wake up from a bump, right? The conductor wakes you up and says you should get off at the last stop, and you get off on the train, you realize you're on the wrong train. Most people arrive in Bensonhurst in Har Menuchos. They arrive in Har Menuchos. And they meet the Rebbeinu Shem. Rebbeinu Shem says, you're on the wrong train. You're supposed to take the D train uptown. You took the D train downtown, and most people don't even realize it because they live Yimashichtika lives. They live Kishlev. They go. They do whatever their instinct tells them to do, and that's how they live their lives. They don't stop for a second to think, what am I doing? Why am I doing? Where am I going? And cold man, you don't live like that. You have no bechira. So the first step a person has to understand, we've spoken about this many times, how does a person stop the Yimashich process? The first step to stop the Yimashich process is that a person has to understand that there's him. And then there are forces which run his life. Kol's man, a person, identifies himself with these forces of Yimashik. You look at Yimashik as a legitimate thing. Yimashik is the dog binich, that's what I am. Me and Yimashik are the same thing. Me and the force which drags me over there is the same thing. So then there's no hope of hell. There's no hope that you're going to get anywhere. There's only hope that you'll go, that you'll end up in the other direction. The first thing a person has to know is the Eitz HaRa is called El Zar. The Tzach of El Zar state, Miza El Zar, El Zar Bekirbech. The Eitz HaRa is a foreign agent. And he sits there and he incites you and he says, go do this and go do that. A person is not aware, a person doesn't learn Muslim, a person is not aware that there's somebody doing that, so he thinks that me alone. So then you're Yimashik. You want this? Go do it. You want that? Go do it. The guy says, what can I do? I want, I do. It's a natural feeling. And Kol Zman, a person lives with his natural feelings, will take him downtown. Kipshutai. is the first thing a person has to know, that there's a force called Yimashech. You have to know there's a force, there's a magnet pulling you somewhere. There's no neutral stage. There's no matter that you can stay neutral. I'm not going here, I'm not going there. Good, I'm not staying. I'll be mediocre. The person says to himself, I want to be mediocre. There's nobody mediocre. Either you're in the rut or you're a tzaddik. Mediocre, no such thing as being mediocre. Mediocre means that you're gonna stay stable. Nothing stay stable. There are forces working over there. There's a force of emotion. The trains are running. There's nobody stays at the station. If you get on this train, you get on that train. But the station nobody lives at, only if you're homeless. But if you're not homeless and you don't live in the station itself, so you have to get on a train. Either you're on this train or you're on that train. Either you go up or you go down. And it's a big lie. People don't realize that. And most of the world doesn't live like that. Most of the world gets on the train. Wherever the train goes, I'll be in the fort. You have a good feeling. As long as you're not standing at the station, it makes you nervous. But if you're going somewhere, you live, and most people live their lives like that. Most people never even get to a massive of his oirus, where they even say to themselves, what am I doing? Where am I going? Go stand on the street in New York. And a lot of people used to be before the disaster started, now being people making kind of stuff. Everyone's running. Where are you going? I don't even know where you're going. We're coming. Everyone's running. They don't even know why they're running. But the forces, they run like horses. Everyone's coming and going. That's what later on. Like horses people run. Without any thinking about where you're going, they don't understand that there's a force running their lives. They think they're the Balabas of their lives. Everyone thinks, they're the Balabas of their lives. They're not running their lives. They're not in charge of their future. There are forces running their lives, and they don't even know that. They never even get to the stage of Bechir B'chal. That's the first thing. V'nimtza she'u musam be'emes b'tayich ha'machal ma'achazaka. So it comes out that a person is in the middle of a very strong war. Why is he in the middle of a strong war? Ki chol inyanei ha'olam bein l'toy bein l'mutav hinehem nishyanes l'adam. Everything in olam has it. Sai good things, sai bad things are tests for a person. Ha'ani mitzad echad, a person is poor, it's a nisayin. Ha'ish mitzad echad, you have money, it's a nisayin. Kosh Amar Shlomo HaKashami says, Ten esba v'kichashti. If I'm going to have a lot of stuff, I'll deny I got it broken. I'm not going to be Hashem, I'll rely on myself. I'm rich, ich bin epis. Kani, if I'm going to be poor, I'm going to have to, I'll start to steal. Hatzal, a shalva mitzad echad. A guy who has too much shalva, see if he gets about a kosh broken, by yisur mitzad echad. Ache nimtzeis ha'mochom ve'el ha'fonu b'yachar. See, Yosef Shalva says a very shocking line, if you listen to the Volshin. Kol inyone oilam. All in Yonam Oilam Hazeh are Nisyonis. That means it's not the pshat that Oilam Hazeh is a place, and it is also Nisyonis. Kol in Yonam Oilam Hazeh. Everything that happens from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to sleep at night, everything is a test. That's the most of Oilam Hazeh. It's not the pshat that Oilam Hazeh is a place, and there's also Nisyonis. You have one Nisyonis this week and one Nisyonis that week. Everything in Oilam Hazeh, everything that goes on, everything that you hear about, everything that you see, everything that happens to you. Everything is sorry for you. You woke up with a headache. It rained yesterday and you don't have galoshes. And the chavrusa didn't come this morning. And the lunch was bad. And you ran out of money. And everything that happens. And it's cloudy in the morning and you're not in a good mood. And it's cold and your deer is leaking. And your electricity bill is bad. And the phone bills, all the guys didn't pay. Everything is a nisayin. Everything is a nisayin. Because that's the mechusim olam hazeh. The mechusim olam hazeh is that it's a nisayin. So it's not the fact people say to themselves, you have a hard day today. You had a hard day today, so that's what you came in the room for. Otherwise, you can go to Palm Gardens and do a little folk dancing and arts and crafts. That's what the Eilam came for. You came. People say, it's a sign that you're alive. If you have nisyanis and you have challenges, so then there's hope for you, because then you're doing something. That's one zach. Another thing it says over here is, you have to remember, Eilam has a mochama. People, especially young bachrim, I've had this conversation literally hundreds of times, where for some reason, I don't know what happened to this door, and I thought I was part of this door, but it looks like I'm getting old. For some reason, something's gone wrong. What's gone wrong? A lot of things. But one of the things that's gone wrong is that it seems to me that most people today, especially Yeshiva Bachim, seem to understand that Avodas Hashem is a very easy thing. Avodas are very hard to do. And that's why every time somebody does something wrong, they can't understand how they did something wrong. It's so pleasant to do the right thing. And everyone's working on guilt feelings. That they really should be the tzaddik edo, they should be Chaim Kanievsky. For some reason, like, you don't understand, like, what happened? And everyone's sebrochen, and everyone's broken. And it's based on a terrible misunderstanding. Yosef Shom says that Olam Hazeh is a war. The Goyim says that every word was written in Hebrew. Okay, Yosef Shom says it's a war. It's a war. War's a war. Look at the war in Afghanistan. They're fighting. They have all the troops in the world, and all the planes, and all the Tomahawk missiles, and they're bombing. War, riffic. And who are they fighting against already? Who are they fighting against? There's a bunch of jobbers. What are they called? And they can't do a darn thing. You see, the Yetzirah is called Melech Zokin V'Ksil. He's a Nepo. Who's the Yetzirah? Right? He's a Zokin, he's a Ksil, he's an old, shrewd, foolish king. But a war is a war. You see, Yetzirah says it's a war. The first thing is don't underestimate your enemy. And don't be so surprised that the battle is so difficult. Everyone opens up their eyes every morning and says, well, I had an Nisayin, I wasn't able to, what happened to me? What happened to you? It comes from a vast underestimation of the Yetzer Hara. It's the Yetzer Hara itself. The Yetzer Hara wants like that. That's his battle plan. His battle plan is that you should think that he's such a Nebuch, it can easily won. You think it's easily won. You don't put an effort into it. And then with one thing, he blows you over. When you storm into war, so first thing you should know your enemy. When you go into war, you have to know your enemy. The enemy over here is strong and bitter. And most of the time, you're not going to win the battle. But if you know that, then there's a chance you win some of the battles, if you know that it's a war. But if you go into a war, you think you're going to play tennis? You have no chance, Bachal. You lost. It's hopeless for you. You don't even bother turning up for the game, Bachal. You're turning up to play that with your sneakers, and you come with a cap, and the other guy's turning up with a bazooka gun. So what, you have a chance? It's a mistake. People don't understand. Basil Strom says it's a war. A war is a war. A war needs intelligence, and a war needs infantry, and a war needs an air force, and a war needs strategy, and you prepare. That's Mussar. Mussar is that it's a war, and war means you sit down and you say, where's the enemy going to come to me the next time? They're coming from the right, they're coming from the left. Where's the enemy going to come? It's going to come in first Seder, it's going to come in second Seder. And a person gets older, and you go out, if you have to go out to the world, is it going to be in this matter? Where's the Nisan going to come? You plan out beforehand, and you get intelligence, you find out what to expect. Which forces do I need? Do I have enough forces going in? Did I learn enough Mussar? Did I learn enough Tehillim? Did I learn enough today to help me fight this Nisan? How many troops do I have to bring? You see the Americans, they go fight a couple of Nebuchs, took them a month to gather their forces. More and more. Why? Because they understood a war is a war. A war needs strategy. You have to know what you're going to hit. You have to make sure you have enough troops. You have to make sure everyone had lunch before you go out the way next time you're not hungry. And here we fight this Yetzer Hara, who's the real war. Chavis HaLavavis brings down the famous muscle about the guys who came back from the war, and the chassid told them, you think you're coming back from the war? Now starts the war. And we go into a war wearing sneakers, with nothing prepared. You didn't prepare, you don't know what you're trying to get there, you don't know how to get there, you don't know who you're fighting. You have to know who you're fighting up against. It's a shrewd, strong, what do you call it, who has endless koiches, and endless with rotzen, and you'll bang him down and he pops up again, and you bang him down here and he pops up over there. And if a person has an understanding that it's a war, it's first of all two things. First of all, there's a chance you're gonna win it. And second of all, you won't be so tevrachin every time you lose. So maybe, I'm not gonna say in public that people lose battles. Okay, so take it off the official records. But everyone loses battles. And it's time everyone stop rolling their eyes in sitzkos and saying, how could it be that I lose the battle? Me, the big tzaddik. I'm really, everyone has a mistaken picture of what the battle is about. It's a mechama. And he says a lashon over here. He says, Ata nimtzeis ha-mechama eila panim v'yachar. It's a mechama wherever you turn. You go this way, there's a mechama. You go that way, there's a mechama. And if you'll be a brave soldier and you'll fight the battle from all the tzadim, somebody who thinks that the Yetzer Hara is a pushover is hopeless, he's lost. It's not a pushover, and it's a mukhamma, and it's a hard battle, and there are wins and there are losses. But if you understand that it's a mukhamma, and you prepare yourself for the mukhamma, and you understand that the mukhamma is an all encompassing on many fronts mukhamma, then there's a chance. And you have to be a ben chayil. It takes tremendous koiches, tremendous energy. Who ye other mashal the mashi yiskel the dovek gevoyroi? He'll be the person who'll be zeifet the dovek and kavod baruch hu. The yetzim in a prosdu hazen will go out of this corridor. He kanes batraklin will go into the leilam haba leyor ba'arachayim to get the light of a kavod baruch hu. Continues the mishul zeshar and says, ukefi hashir, very important line, one of the most important lines in the whole sefer. Ukefi hashir asher kavash esi yitzroi v'tavayisav, and according to the amount that a person for his yetzer hara. And he captured his taivis, and he distanced himself from those things which distance himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nishtadali dovik boy, and you try to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ken yasigeyu, that's the exact amount of oilam haba you're going to get, v'yismach boy, that's exactly. Zil Sashram says a mathematical formula, how much oilam haba you're going to have, how much shaykhis are you going to get to the Shechina, how much are you going to perceive of the Shechina, how much are you going to attain, he says, I'll tell you exactly how much. As much as you fought the Yetzer Hara, as much as you fought your Taivis, as much as you captured them, that's exactly the amount you're going to have from Olam Haba. Why? I want to explain something we started to speak about last week. Olam Haba is a spiritual place. It's a ruchnistic place. In order to appreciate ruchnis, you have to come with kalim that appreciate ruchnis, that are able to understand ruchnis, that are able to sense ruchnis, that are able to perceive ruchnis. That kalim we have is the neshama. The neshama, in its natural state, is a very, very delicate instrument, very sharp, and very perceptive. The neshama in its natural state is able to pick up the highest, most edel in the kud in ruchnis. That's if you leave the neshama pure. If you take the neshama and you use it for gashmias, and more and more and more and more and more. So it's very simple. The neshama gets a tam in gashmias. He doesn't get a tam in ruchnis. So that you have this instrument, you have this fine instrument. Depends what you use it for. If you use it for ruchnis in this world, so it has a tam in ruchnis. So it keeps its fine edge in ruchnis. Its natural state is that it has a tam in ruchnis. It's a ruchnis like a tool. if you use the neshama in this world and you feed it only Yetzer Hara and only Taivas, so it loses its fine edge, like you took a knife and you dulled it. You use it for Gashmias. So it gets a tam and Gashmias. You come to Elam Haba. So what he's saying over there is a very deep mm-hmm. Islam. It's not even a punishment. It's not the fact that if you do Yetzer Hara, if you do Taivas, you're going to get punished, you're not going to get Tahara. You come to Yetzer Hara, you come to Elam Haba, and you'll have a tam in pizza. And you'll have a tam in doing things in Gashmias Gazach. It's very nice, but there's no pizza there, and there's no Gashmias Gazach. So your Elam Haba, you'll have a tam in Elam Haba as much as you had a tam in Rukhniz over here. That's what it says, that Macholos Hashem was vinit meisem bom, vinit tamtem bom. A person becomes fashtop. What does it mean it becomes fashtop? Right, it says you become mitumtem. A person who eats Macholos Hashem becomes mitumtam, becomes his heart is stuffed. What does that mean? The pshat is very poshut. You lose a tam in Rukhniz. You lose a tam in Rukhniz. And you can't feel Rukhniz. There'll be Rukhniz there, because Baruch will be shining the ziv shchinasa, like it says in the beginning. And you won't have any clue with which to pick it up, because your clue is looking around for a pizza store over there in Elam Haba. You check this one, you go to Avraham Avinu, you see a local pizza store. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a takeout over here. Where's Coney on Elam Haba? And you can't find it. You look around, it's only there. So then they say, oh, there's Rukhni over here. You guys, I don't have a time. You know, like the guys say, I don't have a time in Biyun. I don't have a time in it. So they say, well, there's nothing for you to do here. Sorry, there's no pizza stores here. But that's the Mitzvah. That's the Einish, by the way. I remember once I had a Rebbe who told me, when I was young, he says, you know what Elam Haba is? Elam Haba is a base medrash with shtenders and Baba Kama. Everyone gets a shtender and Baba Kama. And some people's going to be Gan Eden, some people's going to be Gan Eden. That's all. It's very simple. For those who are Gan Eden here, it'll be Gan Eden over there. They'll still be on a much higher level. For those that are Gehenim over there, it'll be Gehenim there. Nothing changes. If you have a Tam and Rukhniz over here, you'll have a Tam and Rukhniz there. You won't have a Tam. It's on a much deeper level. You see Gedolei Hador. Their Ruchnizika tools were so sharp and so not ungestop. It's like a seismograph which is able to feel earthquakes. You have some seismographs which are only able to feel, for those of you who know anything about geology, you have on the Richter scale. Richter, probably for the Goyim. But it goes from 1 to 10. So you have some which are only able to measure from 1 to 2 or 2 to 3. Then you have those which are very idle. Every little wave they're able to feel. Somebody who's fashtop can't, because the earthquake going on and there's Ruchni's different things turning over, he doesn't feel anything. That's most of the world, by the way. Most of the world is fashtop and they have no time in Ruchni's, they don't feel anything. So you'll tell the guy, the biggest move, you're bringing Rabbi Ruchim, you're bringing Rabbi Sol Salanta, and he'll speak, and it won't mean anything to you because you're fashtop, you can't feel it. The earthquake is going on, the cold rash, global, you don't feel it. And then there are those who are able to feel a big earthquake, a little ripple, they're not able to. But those who are Naki and those who cover Shasitra completely and they kept their neshamas in its natural state where it's sharp like a knife and they weren't fashtopit at all, they have a tam, they're able to pick up the slightest ripple of something wrong. That's why we have Gedolim to tell us what to do. Because there are things that happen that we don't see in the future. I remember giving an example, not from politics, giving a mashal. Remember when 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when some of you weren't around yet, remember Rav Shach was starting to speak about certain topics. Nobody knew what he was talking about. They said, Vosville Blazer, Nebra, Kanois against this one and against that one. What does he want? What are you talking about? Well, but he saw the future. And 20 years later, everyone knew what he was talking about. Chaim Brisker spoke about things 100 years ago. Remember when the movement started, one of the Zionist movement, I think the JNF, came to Brisk more than 100 years ago. And they came and they wanted to say, so Chaim Brisker said, ah. So they said, what do you mean? Binyan Eretz Yisrael, give money. So Chaim said, you'll see in 50 years what's going to be from the Binyan Eretz Yisrael. They're going to make a Chorban in Klal Yisrael. That's what they came for, Daka. Again, I'm not speaking politics or Kanois. I'm giving a mashal for something. Okay, that's something pro or con. We'll discuss it another time. I'm talking about a mashal, how Reb Chaim Brisker, his seismograph was so edel, was so not ungestop, that he was able to see 120 years ago what's going to be in 50 years. That's nobody else is able to see. Was Ruach HaKadosh? You don't need Ruach HaKadosh for that. If you have an edel seismograph and you're able to see the beginning of the earthquakes, because you're not fashtop, so your Ruchnias Dika Kalim are right on tuned in, and they're as sharp as they were when they came, and you're able to pick up every ripple that's going to be in 50 years, because you can see right at the beginning now. We not only don't pick up ripples in 50 years, we don't know what's going to be this afternoon, we can't even see the Nisayan that's coming. That's how fashtop Nebuch we are. But Akuponim, that's this Nisayan of Mason Bum. That's Olam Haba. Your Olam Haba looks exactly like your Olam Haza. What you had a time for an Olam Haza, that's your Olam Haba. It's a very simple equation, it's something to remember. Let's just end off with a source thing on the Pasha. We have in this week's parasha, in the Nisayin of the Akedah, the Ramban speaks out that the purpose of Nisayinus, why did Avraham Avinu need Nisayinus? Ramban speaks out, you all know, that the purpose of Nisayinus is to bring the koichas that a person has, to bring them out of foil. Avraham Avinu had gewaltige koichas. What do you need Akedah for? What do you need Akedah for? If he did Akedah anyway, so you know he can do the Akedah, so leave him.
The Teretz is that a person can have Kedahs, a person can have potential, but if a person doesn't bring it out before, it has no meaning.
A person, in order to raise himself up and to be double kind of Kedahs Baruch, a person has to do. It's not enough that you could do, or you will do, or you could have done. A person has to do. So Avraham Avinu's Kedahs to do the Akedah is not enough, says Ramban. You have to bring him Mikoyach El Apoyal. That's the purpose of all that Asor Nisyonish and Asnath and Avraham Avinu. The purpose of all that Asor Nisyonish and Asnath and Avraham Avinu is to take Kedahs that he had inside, to take potential that he had inside, and to put it into practice, and to do something with it. You have a Kedahs of Yer Shemayim to do an Akedah, go do something with it. If you don't do anything, you're not worth anything. It means you haven't learned anything Kazakh. And even somebody like Avraham Avinu, who was with the sack in the head of other region, but if he doesn't go ahead and do it, then you're not Avraham Avinu. That's the Indian of the Asur and Israelis. It's very scary Zach. I mean, the person could have potential. You see a lot of people through the years, gee, this was a tremendous Balkishan, this was a tremendous Balkishan, and I'm a few years ahead of you to tell you that this one nothing came out, nothing, and the other one something yet came out. Because this guy had tremendous courage, but he didn't do anything with them. When he had the Israelis, he went off somewhere else. And the other guy who stood up to the Israelis and took his courage and squeezed it out of himself, he became something. And that's the Israel that we can have over there. Even Avraham Avinu, without the Israel before, without using the courage, nothing's going to come to him. I saw a Gvaldik Chidush Arim, Mamash Gvaldik Zach. It says in the Medrash that the Asor and Nisyonish and the Asor of Avraham Avinu was like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a divorce 10 times. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says, much like somebody was married to a lady and he divorced her 10 times. Why is the Nisyon called a divorce? So the pshat is that it's called a Gerushin because the purpose of the Nisyon is to see what you can make of yourself. A Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person Siyata Deshmaya. The Nisyon is, okay, you have Kodesh, now do something with them. For that, we don't give you Siyata Deshmaya. The purpose of the Nisyon is, let's see what you can do without the Siyata Deshmaya. Let's see what you have from yourself to make yourself into something. So the Asor and Nisyonis are called Gerushin because about 10 times Akash Bobo says, Avraham Avinu, okay, now let's see what you can make out of yourself by yourself without me holding your hand. That's the most of Nisyon. When Nisyon comes and we feel we don't have this Atishmai, we have to do it by ourselves, that's the purpose of Nisyon. The purpose of Nisyon, I don't have this Atishmai, it's difficult, so I'm not going to do it. Pum fakir, that's the purpose of Nisyon. The purpose of Nisyon is that if you go ahead and do it with a difficulty and you stand up to it, you create something new, you bring something to Koyach HaLapoyal. What helps a person bring Nisyon? That's all Gevaldik Gazach. Yechdusharim says that there's one thing that a person has which is his own, which doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi yir shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person. Yir shamayim, you have to be kind to yourself. Yir shamayim is something that a person has to work on constantly and be kind in himself with musar and be kind in more yir shamayim. So when a person comes to a nisayin, what do you come with? Say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes me to shamayim. He divorces me and says, okay, now let's see what you are. Not let's see, it's not a test. Make yourself into something. That's the purpose of the sign. It's not a test to see if you're going to pay the test. The purpose of the sign is to say, make yourself into something without my help. So what do you have yet to catch? What you have for the sign is your Shemayim. Your Shemayim is your own. That you take in. That's what Chiddush Rim says. It says after the Akedah, Ata yadati ki yir elokim ata. Why dafka yir Shemayim? Zokti Chiddush Rim, because when a person comes to the Nisayin, when he comes into the Nisayin is with your Shemayim, because your Shemayim is his own. That's not what goes wrong. The Mela, if he passed the Nisayin, it's a right out of your Shemayim. Because that's the Kli that you have to pass. Your Shemayim is your own Kenyan. Your Shemayim is something which is your own. And that's the Kli with which you can. And that was the right. The Rebbe said, oh, you passed the 10th Nisayin. It's a right out of your Shemayim because your Shemayim is your own. State on the Pasuk, if that's the Pshat, that the Oifin with which we can pass our Nisayinus and the Oifin that we can bring out from ourselves and stand up to the test, it means it's coming a big Kaddish. We look at tests as something which is coming to destroy us. We're very good. Comes along the test, tries to ruin it, we'll try to overcome it. It's a pumfakert. When a person has a nisayin, the purpose of nisayin is to fight the nisayin and bring out more and become better. Pumfakert. Just the opposite than when we look at it. And the kalim with which we have to fight the nisayin is your shemayim. The more person has your shemayim, the more is able to stand up to the test. And then you just don't pass the test. Then you move up a notch. Every nisayin, the word nisayin comes from the word nes. The son, nes, lakabits. Pick yourselves up. A nisayin is a nes. A nisayin is that a person raises himself up. Every time you pass the test, every time you stand up to a Yetzer Hara and you use your Yer Shemayim to bring out things that you only had a potential but you weren't able to do and you did it, so you moved up a notch. You became more Kaddish. That's the Ikka purpose of the test. Not to break you down, to bring you up. And a person has the Yer Shemayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ata Yadati Ki Yir Elokim, Ata, every person in his Darga has it, and every person can pass his Nisyonis.